A sudden rush of scents lit up my brain, and I slowed my feet. Something sweet, like an overused perfume. Raw milk and ogre. That musk was undeniable. There was nothing out there quite like it. I put a hand on Levi, pushing him behind me. Could I be that lucky as to find an ogre female outside the park, away from her apparently psychotic tribe? Only one way to find out. I kept our pace sedate as I slowly tracked the scent of the ogre. I couldn't tell if it was female or not, but when we rounded the corner, I saw her. She was taller than me, but only by a few inches, so that would put her at about 6.5 feet. I shook my head. I had to get used to being in a slightly shorter body. Her skin was a glossy, pure black that glistened even in the moonlight. Here and there were patches of purple, though, like she'd been splattered in paint. Her shoulders were hunched under a light top that left her arms and shoulders bare, odd for the cooler weather, and showed a few pale scars. She moved slowly, not seeming to even notice us. A soft sob rippled out of her, and she covered her mouth with one hand while she wrapped the other around her waist. A sobbing female ogre with scars all over her back and shoulders. Something was wrong, and every instinct I had screamed at me to watch my back. Ogres were not known for being overly emotional. Anger, yes, that was a given. Not sobbing, not tears, not oblivious to the world around them. Their sense of smell wasn't on par with mine, but she should have noticed us. We were upwind of her. Our scents should have been jammed up her nose already. I glanced back at Levi, pointed, and then put a finger to my lips. His eyes popped open wide, and he gave me a slow nod. I began to wonder if his eyes would fall out if they opened wide like that again, like a perpetual jack-in-the-box, but with eyes. According to the bright screen of Levi's phone, the bakery was just a few minutes away. Apparently, my assumption that ogres liked sweets wasn't so far off base. I motioned for him to put the phone away. I kept us far enough back, shifting so that we weren't upwind of her anymore. 10 minutes later, she reached a park bench and slid into it, her back to us still. She bent at the waist, rocking slowly. I put a hand on Levi and tugged him back the way we'd come until we could barely see her sitting on the bench. My mind raced as I formulated a simple plan, something I'd implemented more than once in my FBI days. I bent my head so I could whisper to Levi. I want you to walk by her, and when you see her, ask her where the bakery is.
Why?
Because I told you to. I tightened my hold on his shoulder, and he trembled under it. I eased off. I really had to remember he wasn't tough like Pamela, or even Frank. That necromancer had a spine of steel, despite being a kid still in his teens.
No, I mean, why would I be looking for a bakery at...
He looked at his phone.
3 in the morning.
That was a good catch. New job. Bakeries start early.
But why wouldn't I know where it was?
He frowned.
Your plan stinks.
He shook my hand off and walked away from me toward where the ogre sat, still crying on the bench.
Levi, what are you doing? Stop. Stop. Come back.